And now, the Morning Sedition Radio Theater Company players bring you their production of The Shadow Government.
Deep in Washington, D.C., lives a group that has the ability to cloud citizens' minds. What evil lurks in the heart of the shadow government? Mark Maron knows. When last we left Mark, his search for Colin Powell had taken him to Washington, where a mysterious woman had just rescued him from certain death at the hands of Alberto Gonzalez.
Buckle up, Gumshoe. I don't drive like a lady.
Sister, you drive like you got 10 minutes to get out of Fallujah in an unarmored Humvee.
Why don't you just stick with a simple, thanks for saving me?
Maybe I will, if you answer a few questions. Like, who are you, and what were you doing in Gonzalez's torture basement?
Maybe I'll tell you someday. Right now we got company. The unmarked car behind us is Rumsfeld, and that secret spy force he's been running for 2 years behind Congress's back.
Mark Maron, this is Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld with my top-secret strategic support branch.
Not too good at keeping a secret, is he?
Pull the vehicle over!
Not this time, old man.
I'll get you, Maron. Me and my strategic support branch that nobody knows about. You people gawking at me on the sidewalk, don't repeat a word of this.
Wait, I got an idea. Turn left here.
But that means we're headed right for...
That's right, the State Department. All this time, I didn't even think to check it. And we better get there before Rumsfeld does. By the time we got to Powell's old office, the cleaning staff had gone home. The place was emptier than Old Timers Day at the CIA, and almost as creepy as Orientation Day for the new guys.
Boy, Powell's old office has been cleaned out like the Clinton surplus.
Hey, what are you two doing in my office?
It was the new Secretary of State herself, Condoleezza Rice, and it looked like she was moving in. She had a box with all her office stuff, a coffee mug, a ship in a bottle, the Book of Revelations, and a pair of underwear signed by Terrell Owens. And she was as angry as Barbara Boxer talking to, well, talking to Condoleezza Rice.
Hey, I asked you a question.
I'm asking the questions here. I'm here looking for your old friend Colin Powell. Any idea where he went?
Who knows? He lit out of here faster than a Republican ducking voting reform.
Oh, yeah? Well, I think you're a liar.
I am so tired of people calling me that.
And that's when she whipped out the Roscoe.
Roscoe, get them out of here.
Come here, you.
Hey, let go of me or I'll knock you out. Ow!
Yeah, clear out.
Condi's goon squad picked us up and hurled us out of there. But as we were struggling, I caught sight of something on the mystery woman. For just a second, I thought I saw a badge.
What secret is the mystery woman hiding, other than her name and her background? Why didn't Condoleezza Rice ask Mark who he was? Did she already know, or were the writers of this show just not paying attention? And did she build that ship in a bottle herself? Because that would be cool. Find out next time when we hear Condoleezza Rice's moving crew say...
Hey, where do we put this 8-foot-tall portrait of George Bush?
It gets its own desk.
That's next week on The Shadow Government. And stay tuned later for Morning Sedition Radio Theater's production of Mark Maron and Mark Riley as ventriloquist Edgar Bergen and his dummy, the lovable Charlie McCarthy.
So, Charlie, did you learn anything at school today?
Maron, damn it, I'm not comfortable with this. I told you this before. I mean, we're on the radio. Do I really have to sit on your lap?
I'll do the talking.
Hey, yo, man, what are you doing with your hand?
That's later on Morning Sedition Radio Theater.